A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Yesterday, we started looking at the topic of the window. We spoke about the window of escape, the fact that God finishes anything he does before he starts. God does not start what he has not finished. He will finish first before starting. That is God. The heavens and the earth were created. God had finished his creation before speaking them into existence. God does not start a thing that he has not finished. And you must have that understanding. You are an unfinished work in the hands of the Almighty God. But the truth is, God has finished everything about you. It is the manifestation that we are waiting for. You are the work of God's hand. The psalmist in Psalm 138 verse 8 says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerneth thee. Thy mercies, O Lord, endureth forever. Do not forsake the works of thine hand." You are a work of God's hand, and he will not forsake you. Because you're a work of his hand, you must have this understanding. He has completed everything about you. He has finished you, a finished product in his hand. But you are waiting for the manifestation in your own life. And God will cause there to be a manifestation of the you of creation in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3, "For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my wrath, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world." So we said God left a window of escape opened for mankind. After the sin of man in the Garden of Eden, mercy came to work. Adam and Eve became naked. They covered themselves with fig leaves, which was a temporary provision. For as soon as the sun comes up, fig leaves will dry up. And that is the problem many people have, who cover their faults and their sins with their own man-made fig leaves. Fig leaves cannot cover your sin. He may hide it for a while, but it cannot be hidden forever. It is important for you to run to God in repentance and in confession, for God to clothe you with a garment of skin. Adam and Eve were clothed with a skin garment. God, in his mercies, killed an innocent animal. He must have killed an innocent animal to clothe the nakedness of Adam and Eve, because the fig leaf provision, the human efforts, will not be enough to atone for their sins and to settle their problems. So God showed them mercy. He clothed them. Now, God is not going to begin to kill animal to clothe every one of us who sinned against him with the skin of an animal. And that is the reason why Christ Jesus came into the world. And that is the reason we celebrate Christmas. Do not forget, we are not involved and neither are we interested in the theological argument of whether Christ Jesus was born on December 25 or March 15 or April 12. Our interest is the fact that Christ Jesus was born, the sinless for the sinners. Christ was born, and we are grateful to God, and we celebrate the fact that Christ was born. This is our major point of celebration. He came to set the captives free. He came to open the window of escape for us. And so it is the window of escape opened by the mercy of God. So Christ is the manifestation of God's mercy to mankind. But how do we embrace this mercy? How do we embrace this window of escape that God has left open for us? We do, number one, through repentance and confession of sin. In the book of Micah, chapter number 7, verse number 18 and 19, the Bible says, "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." And it says, "He will turn again and have compassion on us, and subdue our iniquities, and cast all our sins to the depth of the sea." God's mercy at work. And so this mercy is obtained through Christ Jesus, our Savior. It is therefore important for us to receive this mercy as we confess our sins before God and ask for his mercy. Repentance and confession births forgiveness and mercy. The prodigal son had to return home, and he asked for his father's compassion and mercy, and he got it. That window was opened But he used and utilized this window through repentance. He repented and he returned. That is the need for you also to repent and to return. How again do we take advantage of this window of escape that the mercy of God has left open for us through Christ Jesus our Lord? The second way is to make room for Jesus. That is the need for you to make room for him in your life. Quite unfortunately, many people go to church. Very many people celebrate Christmas, but they also have not made room for Christ Jesus in their lives. When Mary was pregnant with Jesus, herself and her husband were going from place to place, looking for an inn, looking for a place where they would be accommodated for Mary to have the baby. There was no room in all the inns, no room in all the hospitals, no room in all the maternity centers, no room anywhere. Everywhere fully booked, every hotel fully booked, and there was no hotel manager that could volunteer his own room or spare room for the coming Messiah. No room. Is that not the way we treat Jesus today? We all go about our daily activities. We have time for every other thing, including leisure, which is not bad, but we don't have time for Christ Jesus. There is no room for Jesus in our lives. I plead with you, dear listener, make room for him. Don't be like these others who will shut Jesus out of their lives. Make room for Jesus. It is pertinent for us to make room for him. It is the second way by which the mercy of God, the window of escape, can be fully embraced and utilized. This is the way we can take advantage of this window. Make room for Jesus in your life, in your business. Make room for him at home, in your family. Make room for him. In whatever you do, make room for Jesus. Allow him in your life. Let Christ Jesus be seen in you and in all that you do. Point number three, let Christ Jesus be formed in you. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul the Apostle said to the Galatians, "My little children, of whom I travailed in birth again, until Christ be formed in you." Christ must be formed in you, and he must be revealed in your attitude, in your words, in your actions, in your behavior, in your demeanor. Let Christ be formed in you. This is very vital, and it's a major way to leverage and to utilize the window of escape that God has opened for us. Number four way, and the last way I want to talk about this morning, is by making him known. The best way to take advantage of this window is to make Christ known if you have known him. In Luke chapter number 2 and in verse number 17, the Bible says, "And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told concerning the child." My point of interest was they made known abroad the saying. The shepherds were told about the birth of the new king, and they made haste to find it out. And then everything that the angel told them, they made it known. If you have met the Lord Jesus, if you have known him, make him known. If you have met him, bring others to him. When Andrew met Jesus, he brought Simon to Jesus. And immediately Jesus met with Philip, he brought Nathanael to Jesus. Who have you brought to Jesus? If the Lord has opened a window of escape for you, and you have found this window, you have found salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord, it is important for you also to bring others to Jesus. It is a major way to take advantage of the window of escape, not only for yourself, but also for others. If you have known him, please make him known. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Jesus, I make room for you in my life. I give you every available space. Take over my life, my business, my family, my ministry, all my endeavors. I hand over all to you. I hold nothing back from you in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O Lord, handing over all to you. I hold nothing back from you. I give you full control over all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name." I'd like you to begin to pray. Say, "Father, I receive the grace that Christ Jesus might be fully formed in me, that Christ might be seen in me, in my words, in my actions, in my attitude, in my behavior. Let Jesus be seen in me. I pray, dear Father, that whatever in me that is contrary or contradicting the manifestation of Christ in my life, let it be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I hand over the sin that doth so easily beset me. I break every negative habit, Lord, that takes me away from Christ. I ask that this be destroyed totally, Lord. Take over. Let Christ be formed in me and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray and receive the grace to make Christ Jesus known. Father, help me to spread the fragrance of your mercy by making Christ Jesus known. Let Christ be known through me. Let many come to the knowledge of the truth in Christ Jesus through me. I am determined to make Christ known. I pledge my life to making Christ known. Let Christ be revealed through my words, through my attitude, through my actions. Let him be known and be seen in my business, in my family, upon my children. Let Christ be made known and let the name of our Lord be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father, in Jesus' name. I pray that the window of escape that God has opened for you will remain permanently opened in the name of Jesus. This window of mercy will not be closed against you in life and in destiny. I pray in the name of Jesus that Christ Jesus will be seen in you. He will be formed in you, and people around you will see Christ Jesus in your life. I pray that as you have made room for him, as you have given him full control over all, that Jesus will take absolute control of every department of your life in the name of Jesus. And I receive for you the grace to make him known to others in the name of Jesus. May you be fruitful and be productive in your work with God in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the mercy of God will remain available for you and to you all the days of your life. You will not come short of the mercy of God, and his name in your life will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for two great meetings. 8 a.m., our worship service is our monthly Thanksgiving service, the last Sunday and the last day of year 2023. Let's come together 8 a.m. Also, we're gathering for the crossover service at 8 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. We want to cross over from this old year to the new. We want to cross over to greater glory. And therefore, I look forward to receiving you at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. on Sunday and 8 p.m. same day. And you may wish to join either or both of these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day and a prosperous new year in advance. The Lord bless you.